He's dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above a very warm downtown Chicago. Stay cool, everybody. Stay hydrated. If you're going to the Cubs game, man, you better bring gallons of water. That's all I'm saying. So, anyway, we are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. And now it's time for our regular features. And Esmeralda Leon is here this morning as well. And it's time for our regular feature. We will begin right now with
You Big Dummy.
Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. There is a terrifying moment between two backpackers as they risk their lives by hanging a deadly blue-ringed octopus over their bare skin. Ross Saunders from the United Kingdom posted on Facebook bragging how much he was loving Australia after spending an entire day on the water. He also uploaded a video where he and another Irish backpacker are seen dangling the live blue-ringed octopus above their skin. They also put the venomous animal, which carries enough venom to kill 26 adult human beings within minutes, on their bare skin. Good Lord. Been an interesting two-day introduction to fishing, the backpacker wrote on Facebook. Watching two amazing sunsets, saw dolphins, caught a blue-ringed octopus, one of the most dangerous animals in the world, and we didn't even realize it. While both backpackers found it highly entertaining, people on social media didn't find the stunt very funny. Wow, this guy could have died so easily, one person commented on the video. Many of the backpackers, they called the backpackers dumb for what they did and claimed that they were lucky to still be breathing. I can't believe he put that on his arm. If it bites you, it's paralysis, and you stop breathing within minutes, one person wrote. According to the Australian Institute of Marine Science, the blue-ringed octopus have live bacteria in its tiny salivary gland, which produce chemical tetrodotoxin. This is a strong, fast-acting toxin that paralyzes the target by blocking the nerves from transmitting messages, the website read. The toxin can be fatal. It's been known to cause deaths to at least three people.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number two.
Dummy number two. Inmates, a plot to escape from a prison in Argentina went awry when a group of inmates, after their tunnel, led to where the penitentiary canine unit was housed. That sounds like a movie. It does. According to Argentine outlet Clarín, it took the prisoners almost 2 days to construct a tunnel near the Unit 24 cell area in Florencia Penitentiary in Buenos Aires. It extended 6 feet out toward the yard, and its escape exit was 3 feet wide and 5 feet deep. Man, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. To throw off any suspicion, the suspects were part of a carpentry work program completely covered the hole with a piece of plywood, then littered it with sawdust. Unfortunately for the inmates, it appears that their route was a little off after the tunnel failed to make it outside the prison, but instead opened up inside the jail's guard dog kennels. A law enforcement agent in the penitentiary climbs down an escape tunnel recently constructed by seven prisoners. The inmates were not aware that the passage led to the prison yard where the canine unit was housed.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum, is dummy. Yes, Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life.
like a dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Yeah, right there.
It's a Brewster seat. A driver in Canada was arrested this week for failing to properly secure a two-year-old, with cops claiming that he used a case of beer as a booster seat. See, Brewster. See how clever the writing is there?
I was hoping it was something about roosters, but I'm a little disappointed.
The first thing I thought of whenever I hear Brewster, I think of Richard Pryor, because he was in a movie called Brewster's Millions.
So it was a stack of Brewster's Million DVDs.
Yeah, that's what it was. All right, there we go. Once again, a driver in Canada was arrested this week for failing to properly secure a two-year-old, with cops claiming that he used a case of beer as a booster seat. Ontario Provincial Police pulled the Wellington North man over on Tuesday in the township of North Perth and found the child propped up next to him. The youngster, who was required to be in a child seat, was said to have been unharmed. The man he was with, who is 22, was charged with failing to ensure a toddler is properly secured. Driver used a case of beer for a booster seat, cops tweeted, along with a blurred out photo showing the booze he used. They noted how the case was factory sealed, meaning they couldn't charge the man for having alcohol in reach. Reach law applies to cases and open spirits, cops said. Social media users were both shocked and amazed by the arrest. That's crazy that they would just get the beer warm faster, someone... Yeah. Leave it to Ontario to tweet something like that. Good for all of you to protect the identity of the offending beer, another one said. And then the last reply said, is the beer okay? Canadians.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Ah, yes. We got two more dummies to talk about here, but we're going to break for the very terrible weather forecast that we're going to do here. So we got the weather, and then we'll come back and we will wrap up the dummies. We will vote on the dummies. Tom will vote. I will vote. And Esmeralda Leon, who is with us this morning, shall vote. That is all coming up right here on WGN. But here comes the weather. The next 2 days, man, just stay inside. Put the air conditioning on and just stay inside. That's what I'm doing. I'm not leaving. Not going out at all this weekend. I'm skipping the Lion King, by the way, Tom. I was probably going to skip it anyway, even though it wasn't. Are you going to see? You have to see it. You're required to see it. It's your favorite movie, the original, right?
Yeah,
I mean, your favorite movie as a kid.
Yeah, I watched. You know what I did? Instead of going to go see it, I'm just going to stay at home and then watch the Lion King, the real one, not whatever this.
Yeah.
Bag of excrement.
It's been getting really terrible reviews.
Someone told me, I'm not kidding, that they wish they had died before they had been forced to see this.
Wow. Didn't like it, huh?
You could say that.
Yeah. All right. What, were you going to say something, Esmeralda?
No, I'm just amazed by that statement.
Oh, you're amazed by that statement. So it
wow.
must be pretty bad.
Woo.
Yeah. All right. All right, here's your weather from the WGN Weather Center. Today, excessive heat warning is in effect from 10 a.m. today to 7 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. Mostly sunny, windy, dangerously hot and humid. High temperature near 100, low in the low 80s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, very hot, humid, high near 100. Excessive heat warning is in effect, like I said, until 7 p.m. Sunday, things will change a little bit, and relief will show up. We'll get some rain and some thunderstorms, especially in the morning. Much cooler, with a high just near 80, cooler lakeside. So that's going to be one of those deals where the rain actually is going to cool something off. Partly cloudy, low mid-60s overnight. For Monday, high near 80, cooler near the lake, partly cloudy overnight. Low in the low 60s, and for Tuesday, warmer, high in the mid-80s, but cooler at the beaches, and then the low that night in the mid-60s. See, that's more like it. Currently 82 degrees at O'Hare, 82 at Midway, 81 at the lake front. All right, let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, we've got to finish up the dummies and get all the regular Friday features going again right here on 720 WGN. All right, welcome back, everybody. Yeah, man. Yeah. And it is Friday morning. We're here until 5 a.m. live in the Allstate Skyline studio here. And we are doing the regular features. Let's get back to it.
You Big Dummy. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four.
A Florida man fleeing police on his bicycle thwarted his own escape with a spectacular face plant before he was tased by a officer pursuing him. By the way, I just want to say I saw the video of this. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. This guy's booking away from the cops and just face plants. And he's trying to get up. They tase him. But the best part of the video is the people from inside the car who are videoing it and their commentary. Man, did they shoot him? No, bro, you just got tased! A woman in a passing car began filming the ill-fated flight after noticing the suspect furiously pedaling down a street as a squad car trailed right behind him. This is in Largo, Florida, on Sunday. She was commenting on the man's fervent but futile efforts when he hit a steep curb and went flying over the front wheel of his Gateway bike. A suspect was caught on video fleeing on his bike. A man tried to pick himself up and continued his getaway despite the spectacular fall. An officer pursuing the man in a squad car jumped out and ran before discharging his taser. The woman can be heard cheering the man before he goes down. Go, buddy, go! And then he face plants. The man appears to be trying to get up when the cop driving behind him jumps out of the cruiser and discharges his taser. Oh, blank, the woman says. Did he shoot him? Get tased, bro, said a man behind the camera. A 40-second video ends with the officer approaching the subdued suspect, and the woman filming keeps driving. They keep driving down the road. It's unclear who the suspect was or why he was being pursued.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five.
Dummy five. By the way, I've seen this, the picture of this latest thing. It's hilarious. Spanish police last month arrested a Colombian man who allegedly had a half a kilo of cocaine stashed under his toupee as he arrived in Barcelona on a flight from Colombia. And I got to say this, it's a half kilo of cocaine. It's under his toupee, and the toupee is like lifted up like 6 inches. The accused mule caught the attention of investigators due to the towering nature of his wig sitting atop his head. The subsequent search of the suspect yielded the cocaine, which was inside a plastic bag glued to his dome. Cops said that the accused mule who was not identified, arrived on June 18th in Barcelona on a hot flight from Bogota, which they describe as an incoming plane from a narcotics-producing country. The ingenuity of drug traffickers has no limit when trying to circumvent the controls, the police said. Depending on purity of how it was cut, investigators said the seized cocaine would have yielded around $33,000.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
I'm not kidding. You're a big dummy.
All right. By the way, that's two of the stories this week would be benefited by seeing the visuals, because the dude with the cocaine on his head with the toupee is priceless, and the video of that guy face planting off the bike. You would love it, Esmeralda.
Oh, no, I just watched it.
Oh,
yeah. I watched it as you were talking about it. I gotta see this.
So, anyway. All right, we got a vote. And, Esmeralda, you get the third vote. So, here we go. We got the dummies who dangled a deadly octopus over their bare skin. We got the dummies who dug a hole to get out of prison and ended up going into the canine unit. We got the dummy who used a case of beer as a booster seat for a 2-year-old. We get the dummy who face planted off his bike while fleeing from the police and then getting tased. And we got the dummy who smuggled drugs under his toupee. Good week.
Very
good,
solid,
strong week of dummies. All right, Tom, what do you think? How are you going? Where you at? What happened? Where are you going?
You know, I want to do the guy with the cocaine underneath the toupee because it is one of the dumber things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, the picture's unbelievable.
It's
to think that he thought he would get away with it.
A massive bag of cocaine, too.
It's ridiculous.
Underneath his toupee.
Glued to his dome.
I don't understand how they could have spent a little more money on the toupee. Just a little more.
Yeah. Maybe give him like a mullet.
I mean, you're going to get so much money off of that cocaine. You could spend a little more on the way to get it there.
Or at least put like a top hat over it.
A bigger wig.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I'm going to go with the guys who tried to escape and wound up in the canine cage.
That's pretty good.
That is hilarious.
That's pretty good. I got to say, that is pretty good. That's pretty good. All right. Well, let's see. Man, I mean, the octopus thing is just the stupidest. I mean, how stupid do you have to be? It could kill 26 people?
Did they know that, though?
No, they didn't.
See, that's...
Yeah.
That's why I won't go there.
Okay. All right. You got the case of beer for a booster seat. The best part of that story are the comments that the Canadian beer drinkers left.
Is the beer okay?
Is the beer okay?
I will also say, at least he thought
of
putting something
down. I'm going to say, because I watched the video and the video just destroyed me, I'm going to say the guy who face planted off his bike and got tased. I laughed. I mean, the picture of the idiot with the cocaine on his head is special and spectacular. But this guy face plants, it's so funny. And the commentary by the people in the car. So I'm going face planting dummy. Where are you going, Esmeralda?
I got to go face planting dummy.
I figured you would.
That's that video. I love a good falling down
video. I know
video.
You do. It's one of your favorite things ever is people falling down.
Yeah. This one just face.
I mean, he right just in, kaboom.
And it's like, grass, but still.
But still, it's a heart. Ooh. I mean, he went down. Mm. But, and then like, the you know.
Then
like,
they tase him.
Then they tase him.
Didn't you see he just fell on his face? He's not going anywhere.
He just broke his face. And now he's getting tased. And the commentary, you have to listen to it with the, you have to watch it again with the sound.
Yeah.
With the comments, because you watched it in the studio here, and so you just saw the visual of the guy face planting getting tased, but you got to hear
tased.
What the people in the car. You got to hear
tased,
the people in the car.
Bro.
Yeah. And then when she's driving away, she says, "There you go, just another Saturday in Largo, Florida."
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
So there's our dummy of the week, face planting bike taser dude. That's his official name.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right, let's break. We got the news, and then after the news, we will continue with our regular Friday features, doing Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and doing some fly jams right here on 720 WGN. You better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. It's Friday morning, and I have the lovely Esmeralda Leon is here. It's been so much fun having you hang out.
Oh, thank you.
Let's do it more frequently, okay? All right. Very, very cool. It's always great to have you here. So, it's you remember the Friday features?
Yes, I do.
This is called Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station, listeners, at 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds kind of dirty, double entendre-like, and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom, let's hit it.
All right, so our first one is going to be Bill Leff. This was sent to us by Scott in Carpentersville.
I remember Bert had a lot in his pants there. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, God. Did he say Bert?
Yeah, Bert.
Was he talking about Bert Reynolds?
Yes, he was. He's talking about Bert Reynolds.
Had a lot in his pants.
Wow.
Talking about, shaving cream?
Yeah. That was the infamous episode where Dom DeLuise started throwing eggs at Johnny Carson. and they started busting eggs at each other. And then Bert Reynolds comes out with shaving cream and starts shooting people with shaving cream. And it's the 70s.
How did he get in his pants?
They pulled each other's pants open and squirted it down the pants. And I'll never forget it because Burt Reynolds had brown leather pants on. This was like right around a loss, longest yard time. Yeah, right when he was at the peak of his popularity, mid 70s.
I was thinking he came out with
No.
And to add, you know, into the
fact that Dom DeLuise was there, he got in on the action, you know, and they would soon make, you know, Cannonball Run movies together and all that stuff. So that's legendary. That's legendary Tonight Show stuff right there.
Wow.
Okay, what's next?
All right, next up, coming to us from Fox Valley, Mike, here's the host of the opening bell, Steve Grzanich.
Uh-oh.
To toast your wieners and your fun.
Yes.
I do love Dave Ennett's just yes.
I love Dave. He's the best. All right, what's next?
All right, Tanker Bob sends in Wendy here.
Of course.
Because it's like pretty small. It was only maybe about 6 inches. It's small.
Disappointing.
Jeez.
She's going to need more. Need more than that.
She's got some major expectations, I think. All right.
All right. Next up here is Night Owl. Let's see here. Yes. This is, I apologize. This is John Hansen.
Someone got it on a little one-eye wiggler.
I think that's the first time John's ever been on. He's listening. I know he's listening right now.
No, he's been on before.
Has he been
he's
on before?
Definitely been on
so.
Before.
Has he? Well,
I would think so.
Because I know he listens, you know, when he goes into work because he's on the jam, on the U. So, all right.
Yeah, so next up, here's you, Nick.
Me?
Yeah, well, of course. And this is coming to us from Kevin in Iowa.
I'm a little concerned about the length.
You should talk to Wendy.
Yeah. Yeah. That was innocent enough. I was just talking about the new Quentin Tarantino movie because it's 2 hours and 41 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Concerned.
I'm concerned about that. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Next up here is Dean.
I don't know about that, but I will be shirtless.
What?
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 I don't know about that, but I will be shirtless.
Who sent that one in?
That's coming to us from Maria.
Maria, a shirtless Dean.
Yeah.
Well, you worked with him. Was he always shirtless?
He was mostly pantless.
Oh, pantless, right.
Of course.
Yeah,
that makes
sense. No, he was clothed from the top up, usually.
Okay.
So this is very strange.
All right. All right.
Here's another one. Here's Dean and Steve.
Look at this.
You're not getting off in half an hour.
Huh. Wait a minute. Where was Dean?
Sorry about that. He was talking to Dean.
Oh, he was talking to Dean. Okay.
Talking to Dean.
All right. Okay. All right.
All right. Now, one of my favorite entries here is when you get Schwani. I love when Schwani's on here. And there's a twofer, both of them from Brian J.
No way I could hold that or get my mouth around it.
Right. Yeah. It's
no
too,
way.
It's too much.
Here's again Schwani from Brian J.
I would try it. I would eat one just to say that I would have one.
What? Yeah, the conversations between Dean and Schwani are just, well, you were there, every Sunday.
It was like Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
I barely got out. Barely got out alive every week.
Oh, God, I'm looking at the morning news here on Channel 9, and they're showing the image of a stuck roller coaster. I can't even imagine.
That's why I don't get on them.
Oh, my God. They were right at the top, but like about to go down the first dip.
No, thank you.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I looked at it and I started to freak out. So, okay, what's next?
All right, here is Terry Savage on the Wintrust business launch.
Okay.
A guest of Steve Bertrand.
Okay.
I would bet that he spent the last week moaning.
Now, that was her first time.
Yes.
She's never been on the show before. That's good. Yeah. That was a good one, too. Okay. Yeah.
All right, and that last one was from Jesse.
All right,
this
Jesse.
Next one's from Celine. Here's
Celine Dion.
Yeah,
avid listener
from Canada. Uh-huh. here's King John.
Put your hand down there.
Put your hand down there.
Put your hand down there.
Oh man,
that's skeezy sounding too.
It is creepy. That is creepy. Creepy, creepy. All right,
and then finally here. Is you, Nick.
Oh, come on now.
Capping it off with a real winner here.
A twin seldom comes alone. Oh, man. That's the name. That's the. Here's what the topic was. Here's what the topic was, Esmeralda. We were talking about how movie titles are translated in different countries. And that one is the title of The Parent Trap.
Oh, okay.
What were the best ones? Oh, Leaving Las Vegas.
Is that a different type of movie?
Leaving Las Vegas in, I can't remember what country, but Leaving Las Vegas in another country, the title was actually I'm Drunk and You're a Prostitute.
I mean, straight to the point.
Straight to the, was it Japan?
It was Japan.
What were some of the other ones?
I want to say China for Free Willy was like a whale flies
to heaven. Like Willy dies.
Aww.
Some of them were absolutely hilarious.
I do like that, though. The whale flies to heaven.
So, that's it for the straight out of context.
That's it.
All right, well, let's try this thing. We'll hold it.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah, that's another Friday feature. It's Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to the radio 24/7. Whenever anybody at any time mentions me, we want to know about it. Jot down the day, the time, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Tom, what do we got?
All right, just a couple of quick mentions here. First one coming to us from Linda. This is Justin Kaufman.
All right, that's going to do it for the Steve Cochran Show. I'm back tomorrow. I'm actually on tonight as well, Dave. Mm-hmm. You want to come in?
No, but I don't know if you got the word that you're also, after your show tonight, then you're doing the 11 to 2.
11 to 2.
Up until 11 to 1 until Nick comes
then
on.
Then I'll co-host with Nick and just stay around,
He doesn't want to co-host with me. I'm the last person on the planet he wants to co-host.
I actually would love to see that.
I'd be very curious.
I would love
me
to
and
see.
I've been on the air with Justin.
Sure. Yeah.
I've never co-hosted with him.
I would love to see all the hosts at one point do
co-host with
me? Do every shift, though, like that. Like they tag along.
You know what's funny is there was they were trying some stuff out when we were without a morning man years ago. And they were, you know, filling the morning slot with people. And I actually did morning drive. I subbed. Once Cochran took over, I subbed a bunch of times for Cochran. Mm-hmm. And they teamed us up. So. It was me and Cochran at one time as a testing, and that was fantastic. And then it was me and J-Dub, and that was a little weird. But, you know, I've actually co-hosted with a couple of people here.
Very interesting.
So, All right, one more, right?
All right, one more. Coming to us from Fox Valley Mike, here's Wendy.
But then with the earthquakes happening now, I was getting caught up on Big Brother. I love that show. I know Nick DiGilio likes it as well. And actually, you make fun of me and feel free to do that. Okay. But CBS has it, and it's my favorite mindless summer watch.
Absolutely, Wendy. And I finally have someone on the show, Esmeralda, who likes Big Brother.
God.
Tom?
Come on.
Let me just say this. I do watch it. I do love it. And there's that damn roller coaster again. I do like it. I love it. And I have to say that this current season, the worst house guests I've ever seen. They're the stupidest people on the planet. finally,
to get to Slim Pickens, you know.
A couple of things happened. Did you watch last night? Tom?
No, I did not get to watch last night.
Oh, you got
to
watch it. You got the veto competition. Not the veto competition. Because, you know, somebody gets voted out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the comeback, the camp comeback competition. Legendary.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you weren't wrong about the other episode in terms of drama level.
Oh, my God.
Does this even top that?
Bella, Nicole, come on now.
That's true.
But no. Let me tell you something about this. It's a solid episode. Good episode. Okay? So somebody gets booted to camp, whatever the hell it's called, and then they have to fight to wait or get back. And there's a competition last night where they have to one of them returns to the house, and it's spectacular competition. So, but I love Big Brother, man. I just love it. I don't care. And I know I got mocked, and I know that Wendy gets mocked.
Y'all should get together.
Yeah, I know. We
have watch parties.
Listen, here's the thing: I've Facebooked back and forth with Wendy while the show was on. I'm not kidding.
You guys should make like a group chat.
I just love it. Even with a cast as idiotic as this one, like these house guests are the worst. They're the worst. There's so many jerks. in there. So many stupid players who have no idea what the strategy of how you play the game.
Yeah.
It's infuriating, but I watch it every time. It's three nights a week.
Would you ever want to be on it?
No.
You're like, I just like watching the train wreck.
Here's the thing. You know how most of the people are in their 20s and they're always shirtless and in bikinis? That's what it is. You know, you got muscle guys with their shirts off all summer long, bikinis, women, and then you usually have an old dude. Like they
there you go, Nick.
Well, that's the thing. Here's the thing. The old dude that's on right now,
yeah.
I'm a year older than him. And they call him the old dude. So, you know what, Tom, actually, he says he at one point he says he's 54.
Yeah.
We're the same age. He started on the show at 53, so he may have had a birthday in the house.
Dude.
Yeah. So, but anyway, he's considered the old guy, 54.
Right.
Jerk.
Well, when you're all fetuses.
Well, is it any better than being called the kid? I get called the kid all the time.
Yeah.
Tom.
He's so young.
What do you mean you didn't 12? Watch All in the Family when it was on TV?
I wasn't born yet, so.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you weren't even a zygote, Tom. Yeah,
we have to break here. And then we'll come back and we'll get fly. 312-981-7. Yeah. That number.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't it sound like Orion took a breath and then went right into the lead-in?
That's what we call production, baby.
Yeah. Sounded like you just took a breath after the commercial.
Yeah, what are you talking about? He's here.
It's right. Hi, Orion. How you doing? Hello. That was my Orion, Samuelson.
He does that live soybeans. Every time.
He's the best. Orion's the best. All right. It's Fly Jams. It's Friday. Can we hear from DJ Luscious Hushus?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushus, baby.
That's right. DJ Luscious Hushus. And we have a special visit from Esmeralda the Heart Melda. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. Viggity Viggity Vic is Viggity Viggity Sick. But he'll be back on Monday. Hey, also coming up, the stories that matter with Ryan Burrow in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Okay, let's say do we have some requests?
We got tons.
Let's
today.
Let's get funky.
All right, we're gonna open this up with a special one. This goes out to Esmeralda from Margaret. It's Brick House.
It all hang out. Now she's a brick house. I like living stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Now she's a brick house. Well, look together, everybody knows. This is how the story goes.
Yeah.
She knows she's got it.
Yeah. So kind, Margaret.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right. We got some more funky stuff going on here. It's Fly Jams Friday. All right, Luscious Hushus, what's next?
All right, next up, a little bit of Diana Ross. The song is Upside Down, and this is coming to us from Steve. Let's take a listen.
Steve, this is a jam. Yeah.
That is a fly jam, but the words. I recently was listening intently, and I went, what?
Yeah.
It's all about this man cheating on her, and she still goes back?
Yeah.
I'm very angry about that.
Yeah.
Still a fly jam, though.
By the way, Dean gave The Lion King an A-.
Of course he did. I'm sorry, Dean.
Seriously, that's the only positive review I've seen.
He always loves the Disney remakes, and I get it. I get why.
Yeah, did he like Dumbo?
I don't remember if he. I don't think he loved it,
but he gave it a better score than most people. He really liked Beauty and the Beast, if memory serves.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he liked Aladdin.
By the way, he just gave The Farewell, the Awkwafina movie. He gave that a B+. He gave The Lion King an A-. I love you, Dean.
You guys should have a battle of the wits.
Oh, we've disagreed a lot. Dean and I have disagreed a lot, and there's a mutual respect. I love
you. You should do it like naturally. In person.
Yeah, no, sometimes we have not in person, but like
battle of the critics.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But no. It's I think Dean's awesome. I respect him. We have different tastes in movies.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
Okay. What's next?
All right. Well, it wouldn't be Fly Jams Friday without a little Earth, Wind, Fire.
Oh, please.
Here is Serpentine Fire coming to us from John.
Your face like the morning sun is sparkling to shine.
How many people in that recording?
194.
Of course. It was a slow day.
It was a slow day. By the way, this weekend, Dean is hosting a screening of Ghostbusters. I believe it's at Ravinia, right? With the CSO playing the music.
No, I thought it was West Side Story.
No, it's Ghostbusters. I'm looking at the promo for it right now. He's doing Ghostbusters, yeah.
I wonder who... that's a great idea, to host a screening
of Ghostbusters.
Of Ghostbusters for the anniversary.
35th anniversary, yeah.
No,
but that's going to be cool. Dean will be out there. He'll have some. He'll do an intro, and then the CSO is going to play the music along with the movie. That's awesome. That's a lot of fun.
Huey Lewis will be there playing Brandon.
playing the Ray Parker Jr. ripoff song. All right, I think we have time for one more.
Yeah, real quick. Here is "Don't Stop Till You Get Enough" for our good friend. This is. Oh my gosh, I forgot to write it down.
All right,
you know who you are.
You know who you are.
And I just remember, Mike in Louisville.
Mike, all right.
In Louisville.
That's one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs of all time. I love it.
Slaps.
All right. Esmeralda, what a pleasure.
Same.
It was really great having you back. We'll do it again soon.
Yes, absolutely.
And stay cool.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay.